but they was still, with the warranty and everything, they was still, you could consider them to be half price of what the other was.
Okay. I don't have that in front of me, so Sheila might.
Most of them had a 5-year warranty where you have to replace them in 5 years. Hardhead veterans had a 10-year.
So it has, okay, so it's half-life more than a, okay, that, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So have we had ballistic, have we had them before, not this brand, but have we had them, have our officers?
Yes.
And how long have they lasted?
I can't answer that exactly. I know they are expired, or are expiring, and that's why we went to replace them.
So the warranty is more of the life of the helmet, and then after so long, they won't guarantee the ability of protection?
That's what the warranty is. It's the guarantee on the life for the protection of the helmet. Just like on the vest.
Okay, that makes
5 year on it.
So even at 5 years, it still may be good, but we can't use it for liability reasons and wouldn't want to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
I've got to take this. I'm sorry. I have to take a call.
Okay. Commissioner White had to step out for just a second. So, okay. Well, we just had some questions on that. So, I'm ready to. Mike, are you good?
Yep.
Move to approve the agreement for ballistic helmets, file number 20-056S, by and between Taney County and Hardhead Veterans LLC.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now back on to, we'll move down the agenda to our discussion of drive-through election.
I think this was requested to be put on the agenda to discuss how it went. There's nobody here representing the clerk's office, Sheriff. But did you?
I was at the polling places in Branson. Their CFO, Webb Highway, Taneyville. I'm sorry. Are you ready for my comments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Taneyville, they got along pretty well out there. From what I saw out there, Webb Highway, we had some problems with the workers were stopping cars and backing them up. They wasn't giving enough room into the parking lot there, so they was stopping cars and backing them up out on the F Highway, which, of course, you know, right there at the top of Blueberry Hill at that church. That was a horrible situation to be getting into with traffic stopped right there in both directions. So I was able to get over there and get them repositioned and rerouting the traffic and getting that taken care of to where we wasn't stopping traffic out on the road. The church there on 7th Street in Branson, we had the same problem there with cars backing up throughout all the way around the church, back down the public street, blocking a intersection, and it was just a terrible location to have it up there. It's a real small parking lot, and the one common thing that I saw through all of it was they only allowed for one car to come through at a time. They only had one box for accepting the ballots, and I know we've got to have those boxes sitting in storage because we had 20-some precincts before, but they only had one box there and no provisions for any more to where we could do two lanes going through and speed the process up. At C of O, when I got there, I met people. They was rolling their windows down as I was meeting them coming out, and they were very upset. They waited in line for an hour and a half, and it was backed all, whenever I got there, it was backed all the way out to Herman Lumber on the road. And I was able to go up there and get two lines going, at least through the parking lot, to get everybody into the parking lot and off the main road so that the business traffic could go back and forth. But still, again, there's only one line to go through to put your ballots in, so that had really slowed it down there.
The I vote at the Hollister Graham Clark Airport there, and I went quasi early. I will say that the election workers, I was there early, and they seemed to be doing a very good job with what they had to do. At the end of the day, I went by and just kind of check on everything, see if anybody was still in line to vote. It was probably around 7:45-ish, 8-ish. They were still there, kind of packing up, and just again told them thanks, and they had a rough day. So I know it was not ideal,
to say the least.
And so I think that they, again, I do applaud them for doing their duty and helping with the election. I read an article, and I think that if this were to happen in the future, I'm assuming that the clerk's office would do things differently, and so I'm just hoping that they will listen to the community, and I believe they have. So I don't know what they'll do in the future, but I think that it's important to know that we need to take other things into consideration. They try to plan for everything.
And Brandon, I...
Go ahead.
I would like to echo what you said about the election judges there on the scene, there at C of O. They were doing a great job. There would be four or five cars that had their ballots ready to put in the box. It was just time consuming for them to get through there. They was doing a good job. And whenever I put the two lines through the parking lot and I needed somebody to go out there and just alternate them back and forth so that people didn't get upset over that. One of the judges volunteered and he went out there the election judges were doing all they could with what they had to work with. And I do know, we did speak with two of the normal election judges and they said they were never even contacted for it. So I know that they could have got more if they would have contacted them.
Okay. Well, I think some of the alderman races and some of the different things that were on the ballot brought people out, because I guess the percentage of voters was actually still in line with previous elections. I think that's a fair statement, isn't it? Was it 12.6% or something? And I'm going off of what I read in the paper. So, well, Sheriff, Commissioner White had to step out for a phone call, so I don't know if she wanted to talk about this or not, but I appreciate you reaching out to us and your concern.
Yeah, probably the most disappointing thing about it was there were so many people that was turning around and leaving and not getting to vote for either time reasons or even vehicle problems. Seen several that had vehicles overheating that had to leave. That was the disappointing part of it, that they didn't get to exercise their right to cast a ballot. So, but I think it could have been sped up.
Well, hopefully, like I said, in the future we'll be able to go back to a more traditional way of doing it and not have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
I don't have anything else, but thank you, Sheriff, for updating us. And
you bet.
All righty, then we'll...
You bet. Thank you all.
All right.
Thank you. Drive careful.
We'll see you. Let's see. I have 9:58. We'll go into recess. We're scheduled upstairs for executive session for 610-021, 1 and 3, legal and personnel. Was you here for the extension update? You weren't on the agenda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. This is the usual time, but maybe since I wasn't here the last month or the month before, but they just let us back in.